Sanskrit. I am that illiterate. If you put some Devanagari script in front of me, I can't read it. I can only read Veda in Telugu. That's my knowledge level. So I'm not here to come across as a scholar or a realized soul or anything like that. This for me is for my own spiritual transformation. And with Bhagavan's grace and his blessings, I have been able to come across this incredible insight through his grace. And all of what I say, nothing belongs to me. Absolutely nothing belongs to me. Every single word uttered is the grace of Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. There is no other truth. This is Paramasatya. And I have not learned, how to chant this from any guru. So, and whatever he taught me is what I am telling you. So there could be, I can tell you very honestly, some errors in what I am transmitting compared to what authentic Vedic scholars may communicate to you. And if there are any mistakes on my behalf, I pray to Bhagavan to forgive me and I apologize to all of you. But the reason why I am saying this is, sometimes my intent of having this class is to really connect to the values of the Vedas. Nothing more than that. It is not to connect to any Hinduism. It is not connect to any ritual. The only intent of so much focus on these children is because the moment they get what is the value behind it, that they will carry for their entire lifetime and they will transmit to others too. And that is the sole purpose of this class. Now, let's chant Asavyo Vasarpati Neelagriva, because I want you to chant that. Because I'm hearing a sister of mine who is actually joining the Veda classes from Florida. She has actually very kindly sent me an email and said, Utainam Gopa. People are saying Utainam Gopa. Maybe I have said that Utainam Gopa when I was chanting. So it is actually Utainam Gopa. Utainam Gopa. Not Nam Gopa. Utainam Gopa. I'll tell you why it is in a second, why that is the case, in a second. Okay, chant. Boy, here I said, Utainam Gopa. It is not Utainam Gopa. Utainam Gopa. Utainam Gopa. Yes. Utainam in the paper. I'll tell you why. In Sanskritam, there is what is called Anuswara. Anuswara is Okay, that is Anuswara, right? So, Anuswara means prolonged note. Anuswara. When you say it is prolonged note, right? Where did you learn Anuswara Paradharaka? There you go. Anuswara Paradharaka Ardhendulasitam Sitare Narudra. Yeah. Now, I know the mantra. Well, there, you are all so beautiful, chanting for Baba, Ganapati Adharasisha, so beautiful. So, what I want to say is, when we say that Ganapataye Nama, it is not Ganapataye Nama, it is Ganapataye Nama. What happens is, when the is followed by a particular letter, it attains the note of that particular, like for example, ka, kha, ga, gha, gnya, gnya, right? So, ga followed by becomes that N note, gang, ganapataya. Like jnana, you say jnana, ka, kha, ga, gha, gnya. Now, ta, yeah, cha, cha, ja, jha, gnya, gnya. Right now, when cha cha ja jha are followed by they don't sound like they sound like nya. when ka kha ga gha are followed by telugu bendu nechukunnara meeru see these kids are learning telugu in so when you are learning I'm not, as I said, nobody taught me sanskrit so I am learning it myself so here it is so when you say ga followed by becomes ganganapataena ganganagna right so these sanskrit letters and telugu letters they are very phenomenal they touch every part of your body I said there are letters you utter with your throat there are letters that you utter with your nasal letters that you utter with your palate letters that utter with your teeth letters that are pronounced with your lips and so that's the reason why the entire system is put to work and there are some little nuances when you say so it's not like when you say ganganapataye namaha because is followed by ga right gam ga therefore it becomes ganga like you say ganga right you say ganga or you say ganga like that because you say you don't say ganga you say ganga like that utainan gopa you understand utainan gopa nangopa so it is what is actually uttered through the back of ganga ganga right ganganapataye namaha utainan gopa utainan nangopa now also sometimes in you when you are chanting the g comes sometimes it is gum sometimes it is g yeah you notice that where do you say gum ahi 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 first mantra ganana antva ganapati gum havamahe but actually it is when the letters are the, in letters is gananam tva ganapatim havamahe because the ta tam is followed by ha every time there is that ha it's called visarga that ha is followed by it becomes gum understand so when there is a sha sa sha sa ha ya ra under those conditions the gum comes yes that's what the top of the like gum like right it's when if the m has the dot on the top of it it is that's in very difficult to translate all that into English so now you got it ganapati gum havamahe so that's why when we chant gana ghana padam ganana antva tva ganana ganana antva ganapatim ganapatim tva ganana ganana antva ganapatim tva ganapatim ganapatim tva tva ganapati gum havamake havamake ganapatim tva tva ganapati gum havamake because that thumb is followed by ha every time you say imagum rudraya you say imagum rudraya imam rudraya becomes imagum because that is followed by ra and therefore you have to add the gum and as we go through this there will be special cases I will pay attention to that also my apologies I didn't say that properly so let's chant utainam
vishwanam
now the last one is utainam not utainan okay utainam vishwa only when special cases I said kakha gadhya gnya chachha jachanya tatha dadhana papa babha ma that last one is what you use when the anuswaram comes when ka is followed by anuswaram it is kanchana kanchana right how is the sound kanchana it's not kamchana right so kakha ga gha gnya that's the syllable we are using everybody following hello yeah now back to the alphabet okay let's asavyo vasatpati
utainam vishwa bhutani sadrishto hridaya minah namo asturi agrivaya sahasra सत्वानो हन्तेभ्यो करन्न
Are they going up? Hello, don't go up. First, second one is Vutainam, Vutainam Gopa. How is that? But third one is Vutainam is
Vutainam Vishwanad. Vutainam Vishnu.
Understand? Yeah. Pay attention to the swaras.
Namostu Neelagrivaya.
This particular mantra, we learned the meaning last. What is the number of that mantra?
Nine.
Right. My buddy asked me, nine. Your class number is nine. Last night, last week, I had fun with him. Nine is the most divine. Nine, divine. It rhymes. Okay. So, the ninth mantra is about sealing on?
Desires.
How many of you went back and looked at the ninth point code of conduct? Yes? You did? Okay, what is it? Oh, that I know. Can you say the full thing? Sealing on desires with respect to four things that I mentioned. What are the four things? Yes?
Food, time, money, and energy.
Excellent. Food, time, money, and
energy.
Now, if you are careful in watching on how you are wasting those things. Every time you waste food. Hello. Are you listening, Aishwarya? No wasting food, okay? Wasting food is bad. Wasting food is social crime. So every time you have to only take in the plate less than what you have to eat. And then finish that and then only take more. And you should not waste food. You have to reduce the waste. Wasting the food. Now desire. Why you put more in the plate than what you need? Desire. Isn't it? Isn't the desire? I want to eat more. Therefore you put a lot more on the plate. But instead you say, I have the capacity to eat more, but let me take less than what I need to. Then what do? You won't waste. Now I will tell you what Swami told, which is very difficult to practice, even for me. He said, if the capacity of your tummy is 100%, you eat only 50%, fill 25% with water, and 25% you leave it like that. Now imagine how that is. Now in this country, what do you do? All you can eat. All you can eat. And that is such a bad message. All you can eat. And so what we do, everybody, like you go to the, how people waste food? How people waste food? Hello, excuse me, what did I do? No play. Yes, what do you want?
All you can eat is meat.
Eh? No, that's okay. So now he's thinking on how to write. Don't be silly. Okay, so all you can eat is a bad thing. Eat less than what you need to eat is sealing on desires. Understand? No wasting? No wasting?
Food.
Yes. Now what's the second thing?
Time.
Wow. Can we imagine that?
No wasting time.
Yeah. Time, Swami says, time waste is life waste. Time waste is life waste. How are you wasting time? No, you're not all, we are all not wasting time, right? Yeah, because your parents make sure you are very busy and they are wasting time. When the weekends come, all the children are so busy, running from this class to that class to this class, and the parents have? What do they do when they drop you at the class?
Go home
and
watch a movie.
Go home and watch a movie, yes. So, who is wasting time? No, sorry, I didn't mean to keep these guys in trouble. But the point I'm trying to make is, don't waste time. Okay? Now, one boy in Florida, I have my buddies in Florida, a couple of them, twin boys, I don't want to say their name because they'll get embarrassed. And they'll say, well, call me today. Mama, why did you tell my name in the class? So they won't like it. So they asked me one time, I can't stop playing videos. What do you do, Mama? What do I do? I said, play the video game until you are played by the video game. What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean? Yes. Oh, now, you see, what does it mean? The game is playing you versus you are playing the game. You understand? The game is playing you instead of you playing the game, yes?
Game is controlling you.
You can't put the game aside. Suppose we say, hey, I have to stop and I want to study. And but you say, no, I want to play 5 more minutes. Okay, let me play 5 more minutes and then I put it aside. That means the game is playing you. You say, I am not playing the game and now I am going to go study. You are playing the game. Oh yeah, that's the O is the right thing. So the point of this is the same thing with the moment we think that we can't put it aside. You can't put it aside, that means the game is playing you. If you say, I'm going to switch this off and now I'm going to go study, who is playing the game?
You are.
So therefore, if you spend that extra 5 minutes of let me play 5 more minutes, that means you are wasting 5 minutes. You are wasting 5 minutes. Let me play 5 more minutes. But if your mother or father say, hey, stop playing the game and come and study. Say, 5 more minutes, Amma. Then you wasted 5 minutes. You understand? Hello? Very tough game to play. That is time waste. Time waste is the same thing with adults, including myself. The moment you say you can't stop thinking about something, the moment you can't stop thinking about something and that thinking is going on and on and on and on in our head, then know that life is playing you. You are not playing life. What's the difference? That's for adults, not for you. That's why Swami says, life is a game, play it. That's the beauty of what Swami said. When Swami said, life is a game, play it, that means you are in charge of your life. If life is playing you, then you are being gamed by life. You are being gamed by life. The moment that happens, know that you are wasting time. The moment you say, I want to stop thinking about this, and you can't stop thinking, know that thinking is playing you. The moment you say, I want to stop thinking about work. I walked into this place, I want to stop thinking about work. I walked into Sai Center, I have to sing a bhajan. I am not going to worry about anything, I am going to sing a bhajan. That means you are singing bhajan. If you don't do that, you sit here and you think about your work, then you are wasting, you are not doing your work, you are not even present here. Time waste, that is life waste. What's the third one?
Money.
Very important, yeah. How are you wasting money?
By spending
unnecessary stuff.
Oh wow, yeah, very good. What is, can you give examples of a few unnecessary stuff?
Fast food.
Oh! What else?
Electronic toys.
Yeah.
Electronic devices.
Oh my god. You are all interested. Now you should be doing study circle for adults because they couldn't even connect to what is ceiling or desires when Swami was talking about. Everybody was talking high funda, high philosophical stuff. They can't even connect to. Somebody says he's having desire. And now this is highly philosophical. Now you are all more better connected to than adults actually. So now that is wasting
money.
Yes. If I have 5 pairs of clothes and I am buying the 6th pair of clothes, then it is?
Wasting money.
Exactly. Well,
what if you need it?
What if you need it?
What?
What if you actually need it?
Okay, clothes. How many days are there in a week?
Seven.
Yeah.
You need two more.
Huh?
You need 7 pairs of clothes.
7 pairs of clothes? Why, you can't wash after 3 days?
Wouldn't that be wasting money?
Okay, no. We are all very engaged in our scene. Now, Namostu Neelagrivaya Sahasraksham means how beautiful that is. Now, suddenly, how ceiling on desires, what desires means now, how Swami very beautifully put it. Only those four things. If we can actually seal on them, how much more? So, imagine if you have 5 more minutes left here. Yes?
We will not, I'll
come to energy. He said, we did not do energy. I'm not done yet. Okay. Okay. What energy? Let's talk about wasting energy. Okay, you start. Tell me. How do you waste energy?
By running.
by money. Yes.
You waste money by using too much light.
But losing energy.
Oh, I love this class. I am really... That is so true. That is so true. I was just, yesterday I was doing my artwork and there were guys running and I was thinking they are wasting energy. He just read my mind. And I said, if only they will eat less, why do they need to run? yes, Sairam.
Energy by swimming too much.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, when you need to walk like this, you walk like that.
Yeah, if you have to show your nose like this, you show like that. That's wasting energy, yes?
You waste energy by using too much light.
Ah, see, beautiful, excellent, now, excellent, energy not only with respect to yourself, energy outside, like if you leave your lights on when you are not in the room, you are wasting?
Energy.
What energy?
Electricity.
Electrical energy, yes. If you need water and if you keep it running, not using it, you are wasting?
Water.
Which is?
Energy.
There you go, yes.
What if, like if you need to do something but you're too lazy to do it, you just sit down, you're wasting, well...
That's what's called wasting time, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Yes.
When you waste energy, you also eat.
Yeah, candy, yes, candy. There you go. Candy? When you eat too much candy...
You get too much energy.
You get too much energy and then you become...
Hyper.
Like?
Tired. You get really tired.
Yeah, and then you become hyper running around and then you drink Coke and you have too much?
Sugar.
Sugar, right. I didn't know that you can talk, but thanks for speaking. So, yes.
I thought running gives you energy.
No, running channels your energy. But, yeah. But if you run, if you run just like an Energizer bunny, keep running and running and running, like some people can, they can't stop, they can't sit at one place quietly, they're always running around. They're always, that's what my buddy means, running around too much, without paying attention to what you need to do, then you're wasting energy. Okay, namaste, namo asti nilagriwaya, let's move on. Okay, that's the ceiling on desires, very beautiful ceiling on desires. Not wasting?
Time, energy, money,
food, yes. And what do you do with the saved one of them? That's the beauty of it. Swami said, not only waste them, but use the savings for the benefit of society. Use the savings for the benefit of the society. That is the actual ceiling on desires. Now, how this mantra relates to Namo Astu Neelagreevaya Sahasrakshaya Meedhushe. Neelagreeva means the one who is evaporating your desires. Sahasraksha, they are all getting perspired. And when the perspiration occurs, thousands of desires. And then when those are evaporated, like water evaporates, becomes cloud. Clouds then will shower meedhushe. And now when these desires are controlled, are sealing upon the desires, then all your senses. Now suddenly imagine, if you don't have to waste time watching TV, which part of your body is getting tired?
Eyes.
Yeah, I'm showing eyes. Yeah. So now, these eyes that are watching the TV are not only wasting time, but also wasting your energy through the eyes. Now, supposing if you switch off the TV, close your eyes, then your eyes are going inside. Your ears are going inside. Your feelings are going inside. And then your senses are going inside. And these senses are there to serve you. But instead, we are the slave to our senses. Instead of becoming the master of the senses, we have become the slave of our senses. By sealing on the desires, we control our senses. Now you are all, why you are frowning? You aren't following? Not following?
No.
You are? Okay, because you are looking pensive and I'm wondering if I'm talking English or not. Yes?
I thought the feelings and the senses were already inside of you.
They are already inside, but they are taking you outside. Keep them inside. Keep them inside. Not only let them outside as you need it. Not make them run like crazy. And they run out because of a desire. They run out because of a desire. So if you control that desire, they stay inside. Atho ye asya sattvano bhante bhyavakaran namaha. Means now I am bowing to my senses, who are actually your servants. Who are you telling? The master inside. Allah Malik. Allah Malik. The Malik is Allah. The master is inside. And these senses should be serving the master. Instead, they are going outside. That is the deeper meaning of it. Yes?
So, like, you know how you said, like, your eyes, like, go inside? Do you mean, like, it, like, goes inside your body? Or, like, what do you mean by that?
Then she's wondering, how can the eyes go inside? What do you do with your eyes?
You close them.
No. What do you do with your eyes? Not close them. What do you do with your eyes? See. Hello. Excuse me. Yeah. Now, what do you see? What do you see with your eyes? Right now, what are you seeing?
You.
Me. Okay. Where are you seeing me? In front of me, some distance, right?
Yeah.
Okay, close your eyes. Okay. Close your eyes. Okay. I didn't ask you to speak. Close your eyes. Are you seeing me?
No.
Am I here?
Oh, I get it.
Am I here or not?
No.
No. You are, okay, but where are you seeing me? You close your eyes. Where are you seeing me?
You can't see
inside. Okay, but actually, where are you seeing me? When you open your eyes, where are you seeing me? In you, not outside of you. In you, where are you seeing? You are not seeing me outside. You are seeing me inside your eyes. Now you get it. Yeah, exactly. This is a very important thing to get. If you are getting it, you have learnt it. You have absolutely learnt it. Everything that you are seeing is not outside. Everything you are seeing is inside you. Therefore, as you grow your ability to see inside, you don't need to waste your energy to see outside. Got it?
I think so.
You think so? Yeah, this is something to reflect on.
Yeah.
Chakshurno devasavita. Chakshurna uta parvataha, chakshurdata dadhatunaha. I explained this exactly when we were studying Surya Upanishad. Chakshurno devas savitaha, the life force that is inside my eyes. There is a life force inside my eyes. And that life force inside my eyes, Harini, are you listening? Yeah. The life force inside my eyes is actually seeing something outside. So what is seeing is not the eyes, what is inside the eyes. And that inside the eyes, there could be a huge mountain outside. And that huge mountain is inside this eye. All encapsulated inside. Listen to the Surya Upanishad class. I explained this. Yes. Are we done with the ceiling on design? This is a beautiful class. I wanted to connect you to this most important ninth mantra, because now from here the transition to the next mantra makes very beautiful sense. Okay. Namo astu neelagrivaya. Adho, some people are saying adho. It is not adho, atho. Atho ye. Because Telugu people cannot differentiate between tata, dantha, na. And Tamil people have a different problem. For them, ta, da, everything becomes, you know, they say ta is da and da is ta. This is the problem, you know. I'm not making fun of him, but I don't want to get into that. Okay, let's go into. Now, next mantra, Namo Astu Neelagrivaya. That mantra is beautifully transitioning on ceiling of desires. And now, you see, when you look at the mantra 6, 7, 8, 9, all those four mantras. Sixth mantra is about transcending Now everybody is thinking, what is sixth mantra?
Fear.
Hello.
Fear.
Fear, exactly. Yeah. Seventh mantra.
Judgment.
Eighth mantra.
Happiness.
Joy, yes, pleasures. And the next mantra. Feeling on desires. Now, beautiful. Now you see how Rudram is like a life. It's like a life lesson. It's not a lesson for chanting now. This is a life lesson. Understand? That's why so much emphasis. Yes? You want to say something to me? No. Why are you doing like this? Okay. Okay, let's go to next mantra, which is Pramuncha Dhanvanastvam Ubhayo Atmiyocha. Okay, now let's repeat the words first. Pramulcha Dhanvanastva Ubhayo Ratni Yorcham. You see, this kid, how many notes he is writing in his book? How much notes he is writing in his book? And the reason why I point out is, when you are in the class, if you don't take notes, it doesn't stick in your head. It becomes Purana collection, you know, time pass listening. When you sit down, when you are getting these notes and when you are writing on them, when you go back and you practice, you look at your own notes and say, wow, did I really listen to that? Did I really learn that? Otherwise, what we're doing? Time pass. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on that. You're a role model to the all the adults. Okay. Pramulcha dhanvanastva ubhayo ratni yorjam.
Yorjam.
Your jam. Your jam. Rartni your jam. Okay. Pramulcha dhanvanastva mubhayo ratni your jam. So dhanvanastva mubhayo. Mulcha dhanvanastva mubhayo ratni yorjam yascha te hastayishavah yascha te hastayishavah parata bhagavo vapa yascha te hastayishavah Tayishava Parata Bhagavo Vapa Yaschate Has Tayishava Parata Bhagavo Vapa Mulcha Dhanvanastva Mubhayo Ratni Yorjam Yaschate Hastayishava Parata Bhagavo Vapa. Now question. In a bow, if you have to launch an arrow, there are three things that are present. One is the arrow. What are the other two? Yeah.
String and bow.
Yes. Yeah. The done. Answer. Yeah. So, string and bow, right? So, in order for you to actually launch an arrow, what do you need to do?
String the bow.
Yes. String the bow. Then, so if you don't string the bow, then why do you need to string the bow?
You can pull back the arrow.
So that there is tension. Yeah? Tension. That tension is important, isn't it? Hello. Not attention. Tension. Okay, so the tension, if you take the bow and you take the string, you tie it on one end and then you tie it on the other end. And then what you get when you do like this, you get?
Tension.
Yeah, you tie it so hard so that when you do like this, you feel the?
Tension.
Yeah. And then that tension is important for?
Launching the arrow.
launching the arrow. Then you take the, if you only have the arrow and bow, you can't do anything with it. If you only have the arrow, you can't do anything with it. Yes? Are you getting the point? Yes. But with arrow, you can go hurt someone.
You can throw,
I'm only talking about, I understand, yes.
You can throw the arrow.
Okay.
You can throw the arrow.
Yeah, throw the arrow. I know, that's what I said it, yeah. I know you're all very smart. I can totally get it. But that's not, but generally to actually send the arrow longer time, not throw, you can't throw that far away. You require the tension of the string on the bow. Yes? We're all staying with it. Supposing if you untie the bow, what happens?
You can't launch an arrow.
Yeah, you can still throw the arrow, but it can't go too far. Yeah. Pretend is good. You can't, it is useless. The instrument is useless. Yes? Instrument is useless. You all got it? That is this mantra. This mantra is that.
Showing all bow and arrow.
What? I will tell you, Pramuncha, Dhanvanaha, Swayam. Did I ask you to repeat? When I want you to repeat, you don't repeat. Pramuncha Dhanvanaha, Tvam, Ubhayo, Atnihi, Yoh, Jam. What it says is, Pramuncha, Antai. Pramuncha means Antai. Dhanvanaha, the bow. Untie your bow. Pramuncha dhanvanaha ubhayoh artri yoh jam. How do you untie the bow? By loosening both ends of the bow. Please remove that string. That is the meaning of it. Pramuncha dhanvanaha tvam, you. You untie the string. Yoh jam means that string. Yoh jam. Jam means string. Untie your bow from that string at both ends. Ubhayo artri yoh jam. Yoh jam means that string. So, Pramuncha Dhanvanaha Tvam Ubhayo Artri Yoh Jam means, and who are you addressing? Bhagavan Bhagavo Vapa. Bhagavan, O Bhagavan, please unfurl or untie your bow at both ends from that string. Yes.
What is the string?
String. But now he's already thinking, what is the string? Yeah. He's getting, okay, there is something behind this. Now tell me, what is the string? I know. He understood what the mind is. Yeah. The bow. Huh?
Yeah.
The bow is the mind. We already talked about. Now what is the string? Thought? No. Not thought.
Arrows.
Huh?
Desire.
Desire. Give him a hand. Yeah. Man, he connected. Prem is connected, totally connected. Now you see how beautiful this is? The desire is the one that is tying both ends of the bow. What is the arrow?
Thought.
Arrow is the thought. Now you got it. Now you all become, by the time two more classes, you will all be sitting here and telling the meaning of the whole thing. Now you see, Pramuncha dhanvanastvam ubhayoratni your jam. Now there's one more item left. What is the item?
The arrow.
Yahchate hasta ishavaha parata avapa. Not Bhagavan is already done. Bhagavan, because you bring Bhagavan first. Oh Bhagavan, untie the bow at both ends from that string. That arrow you are holding in your hand, yachate hasta ishavaha parata vapa, put it aside. Ishava is?
Thought.
Ashva is the arrow, yes?
Dhanvani is mind.
Mind, yes. Yeah, now you see she's going back to the first mantra and remembering all those things. Yes, exactly. Now you connected to it. The bow, the mind is the bow, and that has two components to it. When you feel stressed out, you have tension, no? Tension, yes? The mind has tension in it. Where is the tension coming from in the mind?
Desire.
The mind has tension because of
desire.
And if there is no, the mind is not tied with the desire, no tension. No tension. The moment you feel the tension, you should be knowing, oh, there is a desire behind it. Thought is not a desire. Thought is the arrow, the mind and the desire. The mind gets the desire and it gets strung. Then you say, let me take the thought and put it on the desire and launch it into action. Sai Ram, that's the beautiful mantra. We'll go into the details of this, what it means next week. Okay, now let's, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you see, think about it. I will leave you with the thought. No desire. Yaschate hasta yeshavaha parata bhagavopa, put the thought aside. Okay, now let's chant one more time. Now you see, Rudram class is an incredible study circle. Rudram class is the study of life. Rudram class is not just simply learning Rudram. Now, even more the mantras that are even coming further are even more profound. Now, everybody thinks, I learned Rudram. Why do I need to go for class one more time? Oh no, this is boring. I already know how to chant Rudram. No, no. You are never done with Rudram. Never ever done with Rudram. I've been teaching for the fourth time now. Every time it is an incredible study. That's why I call it Veda study. Now think about this, what we just learned. Pravuncha dhanvanaha ubhayoh artri dhanvanakatvam ubhayoh artri yorjam yascha te hasta ishavaha, that arrow in your hand, put it aside. Now pravuncha dhanvanastva, well, let's close the class.
Shanti, shanti.